More financial help is being made available to nonprofits impacted financially by the pandemic. The Community Foundation of Western Massachusetts announced plans this week to give out at least $2 million to help organizations operate for the next 6 months. Previously, the foundation awarded more than $6 million from its COVID-19 response fund for the Pioneer Valley. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Katie Allen Zobel, the foundation's president and CEO.
We are focused on supporting the nonprofit organizations that have been hardest hit by the COVID crisis and the economic crisis that's the result. So initially, our emergency response funding was focused on the most vulnerable communities, the people who were, sort of saving lives, feeding people, keeping people in housing, and attending to their most critical basic needs. And while we continue to do that work, we're now expanding our grant-making efforts to focus on those nonprofit organizations, helping them stabilize so that they can continue to do the work that we all need them to do in our communities.
Well, give me an example of some of the nonprofits that could benefit from this.
So as a result of the COVID crisis, many nonprofit organizations, a couple of ways they've been hit financially. One is many of these organizations rely on fundraising events that happen in the spring, say April, May, and June, for example. Those events could not happen. A few of those organizations were able to adjust to an online event, but most were not. And that funding is often critical to balance a budget, to keep staff in place. And in addition, our arts shows, et cetera, those could not take place either. So revenue was down drastically for many organizations as a result of that. In addition, organizations that have been serving the community in this crisis have had expenses increase. So expenses for purchasing personal protective equipment, PPE, that they hadn't anticipated, cleaning in ways that they hadn't anticipated, creating spaces, new spaces for staffing and for their clients to be safe. All of these were, additional costs. I heard people talking about exponential costs of, 500% increases. So at a time when revenue decreasing and expenses increasing, that really puts nonprofits that are often, they're often at a difficult, they don't have months and months of operating revenue in front of them. They don't often have an endowment to support them during difficult times. So put many of them in a very difficult position. We don't want them to close. We don't want to lose these organizations that are doing this good work. Some of our state budget is earmarked for specific organizations, and it doesn't look like there'll be those earmarks for the nonprofit sector in this budget due to the crisis and the impact on the state revenue as well. So that's another area where organizations are going to be hit hard.
How many organizations could potentially be helped in this new round of grant funds?
I don't think we will do the maximum for everyone. So I'm imagining that there'll be 50, 60, 75 organizations that could be assisted. We're also going to be inviting the community, the public, folks who contribute to the Community Foundation already and those who haven't before to join us and to co-invest with us and to provide funding along with us. So we hope it'll be more than $2 million in support, and we hope we can help many more organizations as a result. We've put more than $6 million in grant funding into the community as of now, and additional grants are actually in the works at the moment. We plan to provide a minimum of $8 to $10 million in grants as a result of the COVID crisis.
And you said you prioritize the organizations that you described as being on the front lines serving vulnerable populations. Can you give some examples of what organizations were awarded funds that do this type of work?
Organizations that are providing food, for example, to those with food insecurity. So organizations like the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts, Greater Springfield Senior Services that provide thousands of daily meals on wheels to people in Springfield. The Martin Luther King Jr. Community Services in Springfield that has a weekly food pantry that saw, a huge increase. I think four times the number of people who normally come in a week are coming to the pantry now. And we have, similar organizations in, as well as community health centers in Franklin, Hampshire, and Hamden County, who are on the front lines of providing critical health for our most vulnerable populations. Also, housing. We provided grants to organizations that were providing emergency housing throughout the three counties. Other organizations, including the Center for Human Development, CHD, that serves the broad region, and they're supporting families before they become homeless. So homelessness prevention, those who've lost jobs and are having challenges paying rent and staying in their homes. So those are some of the organizations that we've been supporting that are helping keep people fed, keep people getting the health care that they need, as well as the housing and shelter that they need.